What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Don't mind our like pillow talk voices. Jace is sleeping in the other room.
It does sound like pillow talk.
It does. It's like, hi, welcome to Wind Down. This is Jana and Catherine.
You look beautiful, by the way.
Thank you. So do you. Yeah. I feel like we both wore makeup.
We did.
Which is, you know, a new thing.
Try sometimes.
I wrapped the movie yesterday.
I can't believe that. That was so fast.
Well, usually, I mean, yeah, I filmed, it was, usually they do it in 15, 16 days. We did it in 15, which is just insane. But this was like the first time I wasn't in every scene. Like
that's
I wasn't
why, yeah.
Number one. So I didn't work all day. And it's funny because I was telling my hair and makeup people and it's like, it's harder to be there only for a few scenes.
Right.
Than like all day. Cause I'm like, I want to go home, you know, where it's like when you know you have to be there all day.
It's like you've already just like accepted you have to be there all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, you switch the scenes. Like what I wanted, you know, so it's, but it was, I had so much fun. I had like, that cast was so cool. Mario was awesome. The dancing, oh, I kind of messed up on like the last day with the dancing. I just am not good at hip hop.
Oh, you had to do hip hop again?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know. But Spencer was there.
Good.
He was like a great choreographer who helped us. But it's still, I'm just like, for some reason, like my hips don't move.
Well, and I feel like you're either good at hip hop or you're good at like lyrical ballet type. Like it's just two different types.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm way better at...
Yeah, you're great at whatever that is. Lyrical jazz, one of those.
Contemporary.
I'm a nice skater ballerina.
I know, but that was... So I hope when people watch it, they're not like, she's a dance teacher.
They know you're an actress first. It's okay.
Okay, that's good. But it was, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I'm really pumped for you guys to see it because it was really fun to make. So I hope it turns out. I hope it turns out good.
So
yeah, on Lifetime.
Lifetime.
It's a wonderful Lifetime. And it'll be obviously, you know, Christmas time. So
yay. And Mario was cool.
Mario was so cool. We didn't like, it was, you know, good chemistry. We had fun together. Like we laughed a lot. I'll probably say he's like my favorite. I think he's one of my favorite co-stars I've ever had. Like
oh,
he's
good.
Really cool. He is so busy. So it was hard at times to be like, all right, Mario, like, come on. Like, he's got like a million different things he's doing. So that But no, he's really great. He's a good scene partner. And we would be like, hey, so can we tell each other if it sucks so we can like do it again? You know, so good. He'd be like, does it suck? And I'm like, eh, you can do better. And then he would do the same for me.
Oh, that's good.
But like, I loved it. Because when we did do good, like we knew that the person meant it.
He did good.
Yeah. So that was really fun. So
good.
And then, yeah, a few other things I'm not ready to talk about yet.
Okay. I haven't seen you in a while.
I know, so it's been like, a minute. I feel like whenever I do these movies, it's like.
I know. I feel like I haven't seen you.
We have to have like a 2-week catch up.
I know.
3-week catch up. There was something else I was going to say. And now I can't remember, but. I know, riveting. riveting conversation. How are you though? Everything good?
I'm good. Yeah. Yeah. There's really nothing new in my world.
So we have an in-person guest today.
This is going to be good.
Catherine's like, where's my popcorn?
I brought it.
Did you? No. So we are going to have Jonathan Scheck on the show, who I technically married. How many years ago was that?
Technically married. Gosh.
I gotta look it up.
12, 13?
Something like that. We were only married for about a week. We had, but the whole, people that have been like avid listeners of Wind Down obviously know that one of my best friends, part of our queendom in our group chat, is his wife, Julie Solomon. And there was like a little hiccup that happened with mine and John's relationship. And so I had written him an email. I mean, we'll explain it, but long story short, we're going to have him on the show and it's going to be an amends show.
Ooh, oh, juicy. Because y'all have not talked since.
Nope. I mean, we've talked since obviously like the,
right, not, yeah, yeah. Y'all were good. And then there was a hiccup.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah. And which we talked about on the pod. Like, yeah. Well, and then I'll kind of refresh people's okay. memory with that. Oh my God. Did you see the Us Weekly thing about the mommy shamer?
They put it on yours?
Yeah.
With on that Us girl? Weekly? I mean, I saw what you posted. They put it on Us Weekly?
They did because they were like, I actually was like happy with the fact that they, like there were so many, because you know how like people are really mean to me on those comments.
Yes.
I was like, oh God, here we go. They're going to just tell me how bad of a mom I am. But then there were so many people that were like, you know, when your kid is sick, like I can't cancel filming.
No.
I called them and was like, hey, is there any way to move around the scene so I can spend the morning with her? Because my ex couldn't get her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't have family. Like when I was sick, I'd get dropped off at like my grandparents or like my aunt would come over. And that was the funny time when she tried to make tapioca and the spoon got stuck in the tapioca because she didn't know how to make it. And it's like, became like
all this, you and your tapioca.
I know. It's like my one thing I need when I'm sick. But it's like when the girl was like, she's dumping her off at like her friends, like you're a terrible mom basically for not taking off work.
Most people can't take off work like that. I can guarantee you the majority of people who work normal jobs cannot just call in sick. They can't. I mean, they have a certain amount of sick days. I mean, that happens all the time. So that mama, I want to know what she does.
Well, the thing that like kind of baffles me about the whole situation is like when I read it, and there was like one or two other ones too, in the DMs about just being like, why wouldn't you? And like, why isn't her dad? And it's like, listen, like he has a job too. And he, you know, he couldn't get her. And you know, it was my day. So I had to figure it out. And I was going to take her to set with me, but at the same time she's puking. So I'm like, ah, God, like this is, you know, so thankfully like Pamela, you know, came to the rescue for that. But when I looked at the name and it said like Mama of Angel, I was like, why is it that any hate I ever get is from other moms?
Because they think that they have it all figured out.
But that just like baffles me.
I know. It's
like,
crazy.
I'm fine with the few DMs where people are like, hey, FYI, like the child, like, you know, seat needs to like the head. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, thank you.
Yeah.
I know it's not really shaming me. It's more like you're trying to just be like helpful that sometimes, yeah, Jace's strap thing is a little like lower than maybe it should or higher or whatever. But when it comes to like straight up, like just like, how could you, or why would you do? I'm like, and it's always from a mom. It's always been moms. Like, what the, I don't understand what, like, why? And here's the thing, like, I don't agree with Kristen that she co-sleeps, but I would never, like, and I'm like, right. Oh, it doesn't work for me, but hey, if it works for you, like, I don't think it's like, but something, I'm not saying I don't agree with it, but I'm like, that's just, doesn't work for us. You.
Yeah.
I'm not going to shame her and be like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that because your kid's going to have, you know, this, that, or whatever. Like, no, that's, if it works for you, cool. If it doesn't work for you, great. Okay. If you got to go do that, great. Like, and then I started to think about something's coming up where I might have to be away from the kids for a little bit. I'm like, well, here we go. Like, I'm starting, like, the shaming comes from like the fear of the other mom shaming me.
Like your shame,
my
your
guilt, mom, your mom guilt, guilt. It comes from other freaking moms.
Yeah.
I'm like, how uncool is that?
Yeah. It's terrible. Yeah. I don't know why they do it. I don't understand. I really don't. I do think to an extent people think, obviously, because your life is out there, obviously, that they can just say whatever they want to say, you know, but people have to stop that. Like, it's just, they can't just, I don't know, the shaming, and it's getting better. I feel like people are definitely more aware of that, but online, you know, people hide behind mm-hmm. the messages. You just have to not let it get to you. Just like you told me, don't read the comments.
Yeah, no. It honestly like makes me like sad that like mm-hmm. moms are that judgmental.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's been since I've had kids from the, how dare I not make real food for my children? And I have gave them glass bottles of food. Like, remember that?
The baby food jar.
I'm like, I was so excited to go buy those baby food jars because like first time mom getting the jars, like putting them on the thing. I was like, I'm real food. Like, yeah. Okay. I don't have time to like make the blended, smoothed food. Like I just didn't. I tried. I got all the things to make the real food. And I'm like, this is stressing me out. I can't do this.
I think you just have to stand solid in your decisions. It's kind of like the breast milk versus breastfed versus bottle fed. Like I bottle fed and had formula. And I was like, you know what? I don't care what anyone says. And I had my own family being like, why are you not breastfeeding? I'm like, because I don't want to. You just have to like, it's tough. But
stop the judging.
Yeah, and also, stop judging.
I think I just heard the doorbell ring. So let's take a break and get our guest on.
Okay.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit.
When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Kovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Welcome, everybody, Jonathan Scheck, onto the podcast. Yay.
Hi, everybody.
I kind of the spiel. Like, so people know Julie, because I've had Julie on the show a bunch, your wife, my bestie, my part of my queendom. And so I've kind of, what we just said, like that we were all friends and we were married for a hot minute. And then, so where do you want to start?
Where do I want to start?
Yeah. Where do you want to start?
Oh, when you were in the bathroom stall.
Oh no.
Of that reality program. Do you know this?
I think so.
You were on a, what was it?
Okay,
duet so, or well, something like that.
Oh, we're going all the way back then. Okay, I can hang with that. We're starting from this is the beginning of our courtship. If we were going to start there, let's just go back to we were both on prom night.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, and your grandmom and your father.
What
were they on the set?
No,
your dad was. Your dad was definitely
my
there.
My dad was there.
Yeah, it was your grandma.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all I remember is I think I was like 25, six, seven, eight. Yeah, 25. You're like, I don't know.
I was 26.
Yeah. And Jonathan was the killer in prom night. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it. And I just remember going like, oh my God, that's the hot guy from That Thing You Do. Because I grew up on that show. You know, he was the I Quit guy. So,
it was a movie, not a show.
Well, okay. Well, don't they call them all shows now, movies?
No.
No? Okay. Maybe that's the lingo.
It was a Tom Hanks film.
It was a Tom Hanks film. It was a kind of was like a cult classic in a way.
It's grown. It's always.
It continues to grow.
People too. Love that movie. It's a feel good film. So people can watch it the same as if they watched it 25 years ago.
Can we, before we get into the other stuff, because I just remember the story from That Thing You Do and how you actually got that part. Can you just tell that, like,
that you basically made up that last part of
the
movie.
Yeah, so the lines were, I quit, and he left the band. And mm-hmm. I chose to...
In the audition room.
And I pretended like there was a microphone, and I was like, I quit. I quit, something like that.
Yeah, because he was a singer.
Yeah, he was a singer.
So, of course, like, naturally, like, you took that, saw the script, and was like, I'm going to sing that, and that's when they...
You're trying to get a acting lesson out of this session, aren't you?
I really miss the acting lessons, let me just tell you. If anything that Zemens will do, I really need you to start teaching me again, coaching me.
Yeah, so I sang it, and Tom just...
Run out of the room?
Yeah, so I also, not only did I sing it, and then I knew that I... The energy was like, I connected and reflected him perfectly right in that moment. So I left the room. I closed the door, and he come running after me. It was really cool.
So cool.
Where are you from, kid? Something like that. He was like, where are you from, kid? I was like,
I got you. Uh-oh. Oh, Easton.
There we are. There's Jimmy.
I'm such a big That Thing You Do fan. I'm really excited about this. I had to show off my Playtone record. I have the single from That Thing You Do with Jimmy there on the cover.
we recently had a 25th anniversary, and we went to Erie, Pennsylvania, where the film was set in. I drove up to Lexington, Kentucky, picked up Steve's on. Tom Herbert Scott met us, and we drove all the way to Erie, Pennsylvania, because the Erie, Pennsylvania has a minor league ball club called the Erie Seawolves. And they changed their name to the Erie Wonders for one day.
Yes.
It was so much fun.
That is so cool. Wait, so Easton, I didn't know that you were like a secret That Thing You Do cult fan.
It is one of my top three favorite movies. I know That Thing by heart. And Jana, I don't know if you remember this, but when we first started work on the podcast, I was like, okay, I want to know, was the I quit part in the script or not?
Oh, I think I told you that it...
You told me? Yeah. And I was just like, oh my God, I was blown away. I think Jimmy is such an interesting character, and it's such a fun part of the movie. And I don't know, I've seen it so many times, and I know you probably get this all the time. I'm just a really big fan of that performance.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And if you guys haven't seen That Thing You Do, watch it, because it is one of my favorite.
And your kids can watch it.
Yeah, I mean, the part when like they hear them on the radio for the first time, like it's still to this day, like I smile so big. Like it's such a cool thing.
What was it like when you heard your first song on the radio?
We were in the car.
You were with me?
Yeah. And the first time I heard Why You Wanna, I was in the car with you.
Were we in the 101?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think we were on the 101, yeah. Los Angeles, which was amazing. It was that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it's pretty cool. But yeah, that's such a good movie. Okay, so anyways, we met on that movie, but you had just kind of gotten out of a previous marriage. So I was very much like wanting to like chase you.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm never getting married, like, and I'm just like, oh no, but choose me, like, love me.
Yeah, you would stand outside my door and just constantly knock on the door. I was like, God, this girl's crazy. My God, I feel so bad for her. She's so lovely and wonderful. Aww. And she doesn't know that about herself.
Mm, I did not.
No And she was so pretty.
Remember, I had like two outfits. Like, I know. I was so bored.
When you moved in, cut to when she moved in, the closet, I never forget when I opened their closet and clothes, there was hardly any clothes in there. And, you know, we had to go somewhere, and I was just like so used to my ex like having this.
Well, he was married, can I say?
Yeah, to Christina Applegate.
He was married to Christina Applegate previously. So, I mean, of course, she's a ginormous star.
Yeah. And so she had a bigger closet, a lot more clothes, and Jenna had no clothes.
No. But then, so I think
you were very thrifty and you had really good taste in your clothes, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. It was very, by the way, he says that and they were all Forever 21. So.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Kova's, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
I think, yeah, I definitely was like on the track of like wanting to be like chosen and loved. And we ended up getting married.
Well, it was a long road to get there.
It was a long road. Well, here's the thing. Like when I was on Can You Duet, like I was calling him in the stall going, John, I don't know what to do. Yeah. I don't know what to do. Like they chose me and not Deanna. Like, you know, what do I do? And you were the one that got me in singing. Remember?
I know. I'm a reflector.
Yeah. Like you were like,
I brought out your greatest reflection.
And he goes, I will propose to you when you learn Angel from Montgomery on guitar. And I went home and I was like, how am I going to learn this as fast as I can on guitar?
Make me an angel.
Yeah.
That flies from Montgomery.
And so I was just like, I wanted that. And, but we ended up.
Yeah. One of the times was we had broke up a gazillion times.
Yeah. Cause he called me Christina every 2 days.
Oh God. I didn't call you Christina.
Yes, you did.
Well, once or twice when we were fighting, I might've got upset and said, it's Christina. Cause it was, she was completely, you were my Christina. I was trying to fill that void of my broken heart that I had. So I would accidentally call you by that name when we really would get angry at one another. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, see?
See? You stole
that's
winner.
It.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
But I think
nothing to do with me. Everything. And you know, there's truth to that. So that was the one thing that I really wanted to tell you is that I tried to make you something that you weren't. I wasn't healed. I hadn't taken time to heal myself from that broken heart. And I just wanted you to shine and not me to shine at the same time. And I was so happy that I was able to do something with you that brought out these qualities that you had, but I forgot about me. And that's not fair to you.
Mm-hmm. And I think on the, thank you for saying that, but I think also on that was, I was trying to fill a void and there was no way you could have ever filled my need for love and my respect for myself and love for myself. Like I was just always wanting to be loved and desired and chosen. And you could have chosen me 10 times over, but I'd had to choose myself before.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why like we were always, unfortunately, we were two very unhealed souls that came together.
Kept licking each other's wounds.
Yeah. And I think there's something beautiful about like recognizing that and seeing that and knowing that like, yes, I hurt you in many ways. You hurt me in many ways. And we can both go, but we're not bad people.
No.
You know, we had wounds that needed to be healed and we needed to do growth separately. And so, and I've always felt bad about that. And so I remember I reached out to you when I was married to Mike. This is before I found out about the affairs and stuff. I said, hey, do you mind if I email my ex, Jonathan? Because I just have a lot of, I was like, I don't like negative energy out in the universe. I feel bad for some of the things that I did in that relationship. And I just want to say, I'm sorry. And so I emailed you.
What did you do?
What?
What did you do?
I emailed you.
Yeah. That's, but about what?
About
which time? Like, which where time? Are we in the world?
This is a long-standing
relationship.
This is before Dancing with the Stars.
Well, I don't know when that is.
when I was married to Mike, and this was before
babies?
I found out I was before cheating. So
you got there's been so many layers of that. I mean, come on, just track before. Okay, well,
the
before
very
babies?
First time cheating. Yes, before I was Jolie was maybe 2 months old.
Okay,
we're there.
Because you moved to L.A. again.
Yes.
Yeah. You reached out because you wanted more coaching. You wanted more acting coaching.
But I really do have an audition coming up for Netflix and I really want it, so I really could use your help. But no, so but I emailed you and you wrote back and you were just like, I'm married. And not that I wanted to get, obviously I was married too, but I just wanted, but you were just, wasn't received, which is okay. Some people, maybe just the relationship, you didn't want to.
And then she wind up being in front of my house and
okay,
Toluca Lake.
Okay, time out.
I come out down the driveway. I kid you not. I walked out. I come out of my house. I walk down the driveway and there's Jana across the street. She's looking at the house. Why did they get the house across the street?
I'm getting hot.
Not. Did that not happen? That happened.
Well, it did. But can we back up for a second?
Oh my God. That was just like, I was like, ah. Wow. Okay. All right. All right.
She's here again at my door. No, but when you found out the first time about Mike having an affair,
I don't know any of that, honestly.
You emailed me and you said, I heard you got Dancing with the Stars. I'm really sorry about your husband cheating on you. I know you have a beautiful baby. And if you need anything, I'm here for you and my wife. And I just remember being so thankful in that moment because I was going to LA with my 4-month-old daughter. My ex was in rehab. And
well, I didn't say about Mike cheating for sure, because I would never say that.
What do you mean?
I just knew that you could need help.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. I heard what happened and I'm sorry.
And that you may need some help. And
yes.
If you need some help, you're coming to LA.
Yep. And so he's like, if you need any baby stuff. And I'm like, I don't know how long I'm going to be on Dancing with the Stars. So I was like, yeah, I would love a crib. So my Jolie doesn't have to be in a pack and play. You know, this that'll be great. And he's like, so my tour manager got in contact with his wife, Julie. And pretty much haven't left Julie's side since then. We just hit it off. She's the coolest chick in America. She's so much fun. And you guys became family. You helped Mike and I with things. And I mean, I remember one of our sessions that Mike and I got into a fight, like Julie picked him up underneath
she was driving and he was walking.
He was walking and Julie's like, why don't you call an Uber? And he's like, I can't. I have a flip phone.
She came up. She's like, I was driving. Mike was walking down the street. Oh my God. He was just like devastated. I didn't know what to do. I was like, is he okay? Doesn't he mean to go get him?
I know. But I mean, Jolie became best friends with Camden, your son.
Yeah.
We lived less than a mile apart from each other. We would have dinners. You would help me with auditions. You were in the hospital with me when Jace was 6 weeks old getting a spinal tap because Mike had to stay with Jolie. Oh my God. And Julie couldn't come. And so you're like, I'm there. Because I'm like, I don't want to be alone. And you came. And like, we were like this
we're in the family. We're in the hospital. They take Jace. They close the curtains. I kid you not. They close the curtains. Mm. And they wouldn't let her anywhere near him.
Yeah.
And I, you just were a ball of just emotion. And it was, I held you while he was getting tortured.
Screaming.
Really. I was like, I didn't know about that. That was insane. That was really, really sad.
Yeah.
Poor little boy. Poor baby.
But all that to say, like, and then we shared a moving truck from Los Angeles to Nashville. And then we had
we moved to Nashville, Tennessee on the same day.
And we flew on the same flight.
Well, I don't know.
I sat next to you, Jonathan. Do you remember?
Yeah. I do not know if that was planned from you doing Julie but I just remember being in the seat going, no one could, you couldn't write this. You could like, this is so friggin' bizarre that we are moving to Nashville, Tennessee at the same time, on the same day, on the same flight.
With the same moving truck, with our things all together. But that's how cool Julie, and that's the, you know, we were all like friends and it was family, which I think when I saw, and this is where we then had how long ago was that? It was over almost a year and a half ago. Yeah. Where you tweeted something about you tweeted our wedding photo.
Oh yeah. So Camden saw that. I don't know where he saw it on the phone, I think, or the pad. You know how the pad and the phone kind of magnify, they have the same thing on them?
Mm-hmm.
And it came up and he was just asking a lot of questions about you and me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said on Twitter, which I use like almost like a, it's like a texting. I either put all my thoughts and my feelings on there. I just put it out there. I don't have the kind of fan base or fans that you have. I didn't think anything would ever come of it. I thought that maybe one day you and I would actually have a conversation about what that was all about. And, I included you because it's not like every day you see that and have that experience. I was like, well, something we're really going to have to talk to our children about. Not only you, but I have to talk to Camden and Lily about Christina, you know, because there's a lot of gossip out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw, the reason I reached out, I saw that I don't know how I saw it, but it was like you, this podcast was you getting back your voice because of all the people talking about you and all the things that they talk about you all the time, because they talk about you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I thought, well, I didn't really realize that that was what this was for, and that I think I'm in the space to be able to talk about those things, because I am rewriting the end of my story, and you were a big help in me getting to that place. And so I thought we should talk about it.
I agree. And I also, I felt like when I saw the, you know, what like hurt when I saw what you had said about our, I call it our party.
A party?
Our wedding. It was a party. End of the day. Like we weren't, yes, we were technically married, but like.
It was a party that I brought my grandma to.
I know. And I know that like hurt, like, and, but we both like that, we would have never made our marriage work because we weren't the right person for each other. Like Julie is your person to the day you die. Like you guys are meant, your souls are meant to be together. We were two lost souls trying to fill that void in those pieces.
Jenna,
yeah.
You're an incredible human being. I wanted that to be part of my life. I thought that you would heal me and make my life better. And I thought I had to marry you to get that. So it wasn't just a party to me. I know we really fought on trying to get the pastor and get an understanding of what we were doing. And it wasn't just about the Us Magazine, Us Weekly, or whoever was covering it and paying for most of it. It was much deeper for me. But, you know, I think that we weren't ready. And we, you know, my father, my friend Clifton, they're all like, you can't see what we can see. And it's nothing to do with you. It was about me. You're not there to you know, have that connection like I am there now with Julie. Because Julie can really, I reflect something differently when Julie, and she's a perfect partner for me.
She is.
And we've had children. So that grounds it a lot more. But I wanted the best in our marriage. I really wanted to make it work.
Well, and I'm sorry that I wasn't able to be anywhere near what I could have helped and loved. I would have been a disaster with, like, I was never, I had so much work to do on myself. And that was, you know, unfair of me to not notice that before I took, you know, your family to Michigan. And, you know, I think it's one of those things where you can, I know at least I can look back now and know that obviously everything worked out the way that it was meant to, but, you know, I definitely feel bad about anybody that I hurt along the way, including you and your family. And, you know, the stuff that, you know, we talked about the tweet and all of that. And for me, I was kind of like, I never looked at it as something where it was a bad memory. I looked at it as a memory that it was a memory. And it was in that moment, it felt really good. But when I look back, I wasn't there. If that makes sense.
I was there.
Yeah, I know.
I was there. Me and Sophie were there.
Sophie dog. Oh. Sweet little baby. So I guess like when I had reached out for the fifth amends after the whole Twitter thing, again, I'm like, Julie's my best friend. Like, I don't want it to be weird. I need acting lessons. And I'm like, what? Kidding. Kind of. But, you know, you were just like, no. Because I hate that energy. Like, even when we were celebrating Julie's birthday, I'm like, oh, God, like, if John shows up, like, I don't want this to be weird. Because we had the falling out over the talking about it on the podcast, the Twitter and the photo and the...
It really has nothing to do with that tweet. I'm certain of that. Mm-hmm. I think it had to do with the fact that I had never really healed from the trauma of my life.
Mm.
And I kept trying to band-aid it. And I couldn't recognize it and I couldn't know what it was. And fake it till you make it, I was trying always. And I just had this deep wound inside that after my first marriage, I just never healed. I was supposed to be okay. It was on all the tabloids. Mm-hmm. People go through divorces all the time and I never healed. And the trauma was such, trauma's a time traveler.
Mm.
And you know this, and I don't know if you really do know this, and I always wanted you to heal so that you would know this. But it's a time traveler. So when we don't address it, it comes and gets us in the end. Mm-hmm. And so my marriage was connected to my career, everything about my work. It was, Christina's an actress. We were in the limelight. I loved her so much. I still love her so much. I don't think Julie will ever be offended that I would ever say that I loved her.
Of course.
And I loved you.
A huge piece of your life.
Yeah. She's got a lot more ability to hear that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I never healed from Christina. And I finally was starting to realize how broken my heart was. And when you did that, I was trying to band-aid it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm lucky to be alive. I did not take good care of myself after that. Mm-hmm. I thought the same thing had happened again. And I was a victim, you would say to me, but I was wounded and I was hurt. And I'm just lucky to be alive. And I'm grateful to have an incredible family with two beautiful children that I love more than anything. And I'm lucky to be alive from that experience. So when I said no, I finally was standing up for myself,
mm-hmm.
because I recognized that Julie wanted your friendship and it was important. And I felt that it was important because she didn't have any friends in California. You didn't have any friends in California. And we made that little unit together,
mm-hmm.
all of us. But when we're here, I have Julie's family.
Mm.
We're raising these children. And when I brought that up about Camden recognizing and seeing that we were more than just friends, I thought it was really important for us to talk about it.
Mm.
And it shouldn't be just in the tabloids. It should be a deeper conversation. But Twitter may be a tabloid-ish gossipy thing to some people, but to me, it saved my soul. You can follow me to learn more about Twitter and my experience with Twitter. Yeah, so that's...
When do you think that you finally healed from your first marriage?
Almost 5 years ago, on July 7th, when I decided that I would never hate myself again, that I gave up shaming myself.
Did you shame yourself for the marriage not working out, or shame yourself because it didn't? What was the shame?
The shame was about, the shame definitely stemmed from not being enough.
Mm-hmm.
But that not being enough was my childhood learning differences, being dyslexic, not being able to compete in certain areas of education.
Mm-hmm.
When my father tried to take his own life, mm-hmm. It was a complete reflection of my childhood trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And that I never, ever healed from that. And then it was from being molested on this night in 92, my very first screen test for a director named Franco Zeffirelli, and not being able to recognize what that was and how I allowed that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Those three very deep places in me, I have recognized that's where all the shame comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And I have given up hating myself or thinking less of myself,
mm-hmm.
And finally able to love myself. Because I was on a baseball field. I was coaching my little little boy.
Camden, who's a doll.
Yeah. And I was just a little league coach. And I was like, why do I think I'm not enough to coach these little leaguers? Mm-hmm. Like, what is that all about? Why? And it's just like, I couldn't understand why I hated myself. And I had such pity and low self-esteem. And my mom kept saying, but why don't you believe in yourself, John? You're just so much. Mm-hmm. And I started to really look at that. And I recognized it as shame. Not that I'm guilty of doing anything wrong. I've done a lot of wrong things in my life. And I've done a lot of wrong to you. And a lot of my friends would be like, you should really just tell her you're sorry. And I think I have numerous times. But I never understood where they were coming from. Mm. And that shame is not that I did anything wrong, that I felt that I was wrong. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't that I did anything wrong, it's that I was wrong. And so every time I drank, did drugs, had sex or, you know, a liaison with anyone, I was just trying to band-aid these things in me that just were haunting me, that wanted me to take my own life. Mm-hmm. And on the Little League field one day, I realized that my son deserves so much more of me, and I need to show up. Mm-hmm. And I have. I showed up fully every day for the last 5 years, almost 5 years now.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing that. I mean, I know a lot of things you said in that too. There's so many people that have shame, that hold on to shame. I mean, I know my ex dealt with holding on to shame, and that will eat you alive.
Oh my God.
And destroy everything in its path.
Yes.
And it's a cancer.
It causes that. Yeah. I've had that happen in my, with my people in my life. The shame is so strong that it manifests into something. You know, you got to think our bodies, it's like, it's water, it's fluid. Mm-hmm. We're always moving. And if we hold on to these things, you know, like my throat, I had a serious problem with my throat from not having my voice for so long. And it's going to manifest if you hold on to it. It's going to kill you one way or the other.
Yeah. I mean, I did this thing in my therapy session the other day, because it's been a year since I filed for divorce, today actually. And my therapist made me put these rocks into this bowl of water of all the things that I have still been like holding on to. And she's like, now carry the bowl. And I was like, it was so heavy. And then, you know, she made me write on all the rocks too, the things that like I was like holding on to. And then we took the rocks out of the water. And then I held the bowl and I was like, oh, it just feels so much better. You know, just having that weight lifted and the lightness. And it's like, why are you carrying all these pieces that they're not for you anymore? There's things that you have regret or things that you are scared or fear, but they're not yours to carry anymore. And it's okay to release them. It doesn't mean that you've, you know, I don't know. It's a beautiful thing when you can release and just have that weight off of you and not carry it.
It's when you're able to give it over to something greater than you.
Yeah.
And have faith in that. Mm. Have you done that yet?
Let's take a break and we'll be right back. Have I done what?
Have you given over to let that all go?
So I got baptized. That was the first step this year. And I have to go put the rocks in a stream this week. Sometimes keeping them feels safe. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't mean like I have, you know, I'm so far like, you know, people are like, you're still obsessed with your ex. It has nothing to do with my ex. I'm not in love with my ex anymore. It's all my personal stuff that I've held on to. Shame, like you've said, or not feeling good enough, or my kids not being with them all the time. And so it's holding on to all that weight that isn't mine anymore. And so I'm really excited to do that because I have let go of so much and freed myself of, you know, I don't have anxiety like I did in my past. And it's so nice to be able to, you know, let people have their own emotions and not take it on. And there's so much growth that I've experienced in the last year. But I think healing is ever evolving, and you continue to learn, and you continue to things, some things might continue to pop up. So I'm excited that I continue to heal and learn, but I have let go of most of the weight, and the rest is going to be in a stream in about a week. So,
yeah.
So are we good?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think we had to reflect on it a little bit, feel it out a little bit. You know, when I fell in love with you?
Huh?
I fell in love with you in that little Boston.
Oh.
Yeah. And you cried. And I just was like, God, I could see her. Mm-hmm. I could see inside you. And I wanted that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a horrible thing.
Yeah. I had a Boston Terrier that died and brutally murdered. By a pit bull. It's terrible. The poor little Mia. She's up there with Sophie. But I think this is a beautiful thing. And I think if people are holding on to, like, again, releasing the shame, also, I think it's okay to reach out to people that you have hurt in your past and just know that it might not be received. There's times when I've reached out to people and they've received it or they haven't received it. But I think it's good to make an amends. Not hoping for the other person to say it's okay. It's never okay. But a thank you. Isn't you know what I'm trying to say? Like, I think it's make an amends because you want to, not because you want the person to say it's okay, all good, and to feel better about yourself.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You can't expect it to be all good.
Yeah, like hunky dory. But if you've got, like, don't hold on to it and say sorry, apologize, and just, I think amends is a beautiful thing.
I didn't know that, you know, it was before you and Mike broke up or separated or whatever you guys have done or divorced today. It's a full moon today.
Wow.
Yeah. So I thought that was probably why I reached out. I knew that it was a time to reflect on something that was important for our families,
mm-hmm.
for your ex as well, and your beautiful little children.
They're so sweet.
Who, you know, I care a great deal about. I think that's really why we have to heal, so that they don't carry that trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And that's possible. And so.
Yeah. Well, shifting gears, you have a movie coming out.
Yeah, I have a movie called Frank and Penelope.
Frank and Penelope. And you have bleached blonde hair in it, right?
I have platinum hair.
Platinum, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so, I was like, I was wondering if you still had it, because it was a good look. I like it.
Oh my God, it was awesome.
Yeah. But what's the movie about? Tell our listeners, and where can they watch it?
It's like the movie Wrong Turn. You don't want to go down that road. And once you did, you know, you're in the wrong turn. And I'm the guys that, I'm the group, the cult that you meet, and you think they're going to heal your soul. And they're not there to just heal your soul, but to take something. So that they basically, it's called Sin Eaters.
Okay. I know that one. Didn't you write that?
No.
Remember you were writing like something Eaters. What was that thing?
Oh, it's called Eater.
Eater.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. I wrote that for NBC.
Oh, okay. Remember? Yeah. 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 Here I remember that.
Elizabeth Moss starred in it.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. One beautiful thing is you did reflect me, to really believe in myself and to write and produce and direct. I did all that stuff with you.
Yeah.
You're great at that.
Yeah. I mean, we see other people's, just like you saw my music, you saw, you know, I saw something else in you as well.
So we did bring a lot of great qualities out in each other. And it just, you know what? I remember you saying this, and this happened to me too. When I was really doing well, I got to this place where I felt like sharks, like it's shark infested waters. And one time you called me when you're doing really well, your album was going up, and all these people wanted a piece of you.
Mm.
And you were like, it's like sharks are swarming me. And like, I just don't know who to trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept trying to say, you got to trust yourself. And I was like, she's not there.
Mm-hmm.
She's just going to get eaten alive.
Yeah. And yeah. Drug underwater.
Yeah.
John, where can our wind down listeners follow you?
And at John Schaech, JohnSchaech.
Can we unblock each other on Instagram?
unblock. You had to unblock the phone. I almost didn't make it here because I was like, God, if she doesn't read her emails, I am not going to be able to get here.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you for coming on. And is there anything that you want to say to the listeners? Anything you want to say just as a...
Yeah, I didn't get to say this.
Please.
So one thing about you.
Oh, we're going to me. Okay, I was giving more like advice for listeners.
Well, you are an extraordinary talent. And I think everyone here can relate to you in a certain way. And if they could support and you in all your endeavors, and even the ones that you haven't fulfilled yet, that I think that you have a place still to go with your career. Because anything you've ever, no one in my life has ever done this. Anything you've wanted to accomplish, you have. You need to stick with it and stay there and don't take control of it. Let it take you, mm-hmm. right? And that's your fan base needs to support that. You need to go to the next place because you have this ability to constantly fight for those things, but you just have to trust that they're going to go there. Like you're singing your next album, you know, Dancing with the Stars. I mean, it was amazing what you did. It was astounding. Even your acting career, like watching you and just guiding you just a little bit. I talked to Richard Marx,
Sweet
I had lunch with
man.
Him.
Man,
he's awesome. And he was just like, she didn't trust herself in this recording session. But like harmonies, you never sang harmonies before. And he gave you some lessons right there. You take direction really well and you just flow. And I would hope that this audience would embrace that instead of attacking you all the time. I know that the core people that are here, they need to just embrace you and help you fulfill your biggest potential, your fullest potential. Yeah.
I approve that message. Well, John, thank you. Catherine, you got over there?
That was good. I loved this. I think this is good. I think that was all good stuff to listen to. Thank you.
The producer agreed that everything's okay.
Easton's the producer. Catherine's just my co-host.
You're not on camera, though.
Not right now.
She's like, I'm not going to sit on the couch with you.
No, I'm not sitting on the couch in between
y'all. How was that, Easton?
Excellent episode. You guys did a great job.
Thank you.
Cool.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom,
we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Kovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. All right. Well, I think that was very good. And there's a lot of things that came out.
Yeah, it was a lot. Did y'all even really, I mean, I was kind of just sitting over here, but did y'all actually make amends for what happened last?
So I think it was like not like the whole Twitter incident that happened. I think he was saying it's so much bigger than the Twitter thing.
Okay. Yeah. Because he was like going back.
Yeah. And so I think it was like, because I always played it off as like, it was a party. It was like a, you know, it was just like, because we were married for a week. And then that was that. And so I think he was kind of like, but it was something to him. And for me, I was just so, didn't know how to call off the wedding and all, you know, and just... And I think there was hurt in that, like, you know, his parents were there and his grand, you know, and so it's like where it was, I think the amends was the, like, I'm sorry that I kind of looked at it as a.
Yeah. You could tell when you said that he was kind of like, but I didn't see it as a party for sure.
And so I think it was so much beyond the pettiness of the Twitter and the whole like, well, I didn't like that he posted our wedding photo and why would he do that? And. It was just, it was still the hurt of the, like the way back past.
It just goes back. Yeah.
So I think so. I think, you know, and like he said, like he's got his family and friends here and, you know, we'll never be that unit. I don't think that we were in LA because we didn't have any, we just had each other, all of us. But at least now when I'm around Julie, it's, and I can go to their house now and, you know, like, it's not like a, going to be any kind of awkward situation. So that, you know, and because I do, like, I respect him. I respect his, you know, I love his family and I, you know, I love his heart and what he does and all the, you know, so I'm glad that the air I feel like was cleared.
Yeah. It sounds like it. I was just a little trying to figure out if we But yeah, no, I think you're right. I think it was definitely the bigger picture.
Yeah.
I think it sounds like he was kind of being the bigger man mm-hmm. when y'all wanted to be friends in LA. Like y'all yeah. didn't have friends, whatever.
Right. Because he's probably like, what, now she's yeah. best friends with Julie?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, let's just all face it. That probably wasn't, you know,
right.
the most normal thing in his world. But mm-hmm. but hey, I mean, good for him. Now y'all can clear the air and move on.
Yeah.
Unblock each other.
You know what April 16th was?
The day we found out everything. Mm-hmm. Was that Friday, right?
Yeah. But today was April 16th. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy. It's amazing what a year does.
Yeah. I cannot believe it's been a year.
I can't either. Woofty.
You're doing great.
Thanks, Catherine.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, that was a wild ride. And I got to go put my rocks in some water, have that experience. Oof, daisies.
What a week.
What a week.
What a lot week. Going on.
It's good. It's growth. It's healing, right?
Yeah, it's great.
How's therapy for you going? That's another episode.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
All right.
Okay.
See you guys next week on another thrilling podcast episode. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good. What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.